Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my wonderful audience. Okay, so we are still in the sexual trauma, the effects of sexual trauma series, okay? Just as a, so you're like, oh, yeah, no, we got, just when I think we're almost done, then as I'm talking, I'm like, oh crap, there's more shit to talk about. Like I said, it's complicated and it's heavy and it's a lot. And so that's why we're doing this series right now. And then, you know, once we get through this series, then we'll be able to get back to our regular wild and crazy adventurous episodes. But it's an important, this is an important topic, and I do a lot of trauma healing work, and this is an important part of that, okay? So today we're going to talk about body work and reclaiming our bodies. How do we reclaim them? How do we reclaim our bodies? How do we reclaim everything to do with being in our body, feeling safe in our bodies, to be able to have pleasure in our bodies? How do we do that? And why do we need to do that? So let's start about, we'll start off with, you know, when sexual trauma, violation, abuse, interference, all, anything that made you feel unsafe in your body. Somebody did not get consent to touch you. Somebody, and that can be as little, you know, we don't really think about this much or talk about this much. So I'm going to talk about, you know, we obviously, we know when, you know, somebody is raped and abused and it's molested and it's like, you know, it's really big, then we're like, oh yes, that makes sense. But we don't talk about the littler ones, or the, I call them sexual interference moments, but they are traumatic. So things like when you were a kid and, you know, your parents said, you know, go give auntie a hug, or, you know, give grandma a kiss, or, you know, somebody just like grabbed your, you know, pinched your cheeks, or, you know, touched you and like grabbed you and hugged you, and you were forced. So there's this thing that we do, is that we kind of like, you know, as a parent or an adult, and we'll talk about, we'll get more into this when I do my parenting, but, episode around, you know, sexual trauma and how it affects our parenting. But it really, in that moment, we're being touched when we didn't want to be touched. And that's non-sexual touch. That's being touched when we didn't want to be touched. And you think, oh, that's not a big deal, but it is a big deal, because what it does is it creates this idea that we can't listen to our intuition. We can't listen to our gut. We don't feel safe or comfortable with auntie or uncle or grandma or, you know, Bob, our neighbor, or whoever it is inside us. There's something about that we don't feel comfortable or safe. And that might be just because we don't know them. Or it could be something more sinister, like they're creepy and there's something wrong with them. And so when we our bodies then are forced, and we our no isn't respected, the boundary isn't respected in our bodies, it anchors in that we don't have a right to say no. We don't have a right to set a boundary. We don't have a right to our own body's individuality. And that is the premise of who we are as a sexual being and having sexual interactions with others and with ourselves comes from being able to feel safe in our bodies. So if we were made to not feel safe in our bodies, it sets us up to being like our bodies is not safe to be there. Okay, so that's just like that's the softer, not softer, but those are the smaller, but that doesn't mean that it's not important. It doesn't mean that it didn't have an effect. That may very well have had an effect on who you are as a sexual being, that every time somebody goes and hugs you without giving consent, it feels icky. You might tense up. You may w like and there might be a panic inside you. You may be o become overly ticklish because then that's another piece of not being as a coping strategy. So our bodies do two really n I think they're pretty cool, actually, how our bodies protect us. Okay, so there's two particular ways that often the body will anchor in. So when trauma happens, whether it's sexual trauma or physical trauma or emotional trauma, it is stored in the body somewhere. The body stores everything. It's like a hoarder house. It doesn't throw anything away. It doesn't throw old newspapers away. It doesn't throw anything away. Your body holds all the things. And anytime there's a moment where you were afraid or scared or felt icky or bad or something awful happened or there was an emotional distress, and then no one explained it and you weren't able to release it and process it, your body stores it. You can have some kind of experience stored in your thumb. You got hit with a hammer while you were making something. You were in shop class, just randomly, okay? You're in shop class and you're learning how to use a hammer. And you're building something, often the first project in shop, which woodworking is like a birdhouse. So you're building a birdhouse and you're hammering away and you miss and you hammer your nail. Not the nail that's supposed to go into the wood, but your nail on your thumb. And that thumb swells up and you may even lose your nail. Okay. Now, the body, it's like that was trauma. And your body will either store it, meaning that it will store that memory in your thumb. It may store every time you see a nail or a hammer, you might be like, ooh, your thumb might throb. Your thumb stored that. Or if you could process it and you were able to like, you're like, okay, what did I learn? And someone came over and was like, oh shit, that's awful. And here, let's do self-care and let's put some first aid on that. And it was like, you're like, okay. And you learned, then somebody showed you like, hey, you need to hold the nail like this so that doesn't happen. And you end up, you processed it. The body didn't need to hold that. It's like, okay, that happened. It's done. We've solved it. We learned from it. We moving on. Our thumb forevermore is not carrying the trauma of being hit. So everything works like that. Anything that was like really either physically uncomfortable, emotionally uncomfortable, psychologically uncomfortable is a traumatic, can be a traumatic experience, can be a traumatic event. And how we store it and how we process it depends on what happened before, during, and after that experience to see if it just was like, oh, it's just part of our, that's, we learned a bunch of stuff and it's not stored, or that is a trauma that hasn't been resolved and now we're stuck in the trauma loop of it over and over and over again. And so our bodies do this thing where if there's some kind of trauma stored in your body, whether that's from a physical trauma or a sexual trauma or something that has happened, and your body is now carrying it and storing it, your body is protecting that little protective space, it tends to do two things. One, there'll be no nerve endings or sensations when somebody goes to touch it. You can just kind of feel the touch, but you won't be able to feel the pleasure or the nerve endings, and like it won't really be active. Or it can be overstimulated. So it's basically, it turns off all sensation or it heightens all sensation. Either way, it's saying, fuck off, don't touch that. What the body's saying when it does that. And so when I'm doing body work with people, we are clearing the body of the trauma that the body has stored. And that can come out in many different ways: crying, laughing, screaming. It can be not feeling things, being overstimulated and tickling and like doing the breathing to like get back to the nerve endings to like feel safe. It can be, so that's what the body's doing. That's how it stores it and that's how it protects itself. So if you're overly ticklish, it's probably because there's something being stuck. There's something stuck underneath that tickle. And until you feel safe, until your body feels safe, it's not going to be unticklish. It's just not. So, and if you don't have feeling somewhere or something, you're like, oh, I don't, that, someone's touching it and it kind of feels nice, but there's like no, like it just feels kind of almost like there's like a clothing over top of your skin, then there's most likely something going on there too. Okay. So, that's just the overall how the body stores everything, like a hoarder. And so when it needs to, so that's part of why we, when I'm working with clients, especially when I'm working with trauma clients, I'm like, okay, we can do the cognitive rewiring, we can do all of the emotional release, we can do all of that stuff, but we also need to touch the body to release the things out of the body. Okay. So if you've done, so say you've experienced sexual trauma and you've done the therapy for years and years and years, and you feel like you've talked through it and you've reprogrammed it and you've done all the emotional processing and the psychological processing and the mental, reprogramming. Your body still needs, it needs to be purged. There'll be still stuff that's stuck in your body because that's what it does. And so you'll need some form of body work to help that release, to fully be free, fully be able to be present in your body, to have all the pleasure possibilities, all the orgasmic possibilities, to be able to fully be present in your engaging sexually with others. You'll need some kind of body work. Now, one of the things, so I've talked about consent. All right. I talked earlier on about you didn't, when somebody said, go kiss Auntie, and you were like, I didn't want to, and they made you do it anyways. And that was like, basically your consent, your body wasn't respected, or somebody pinched your cheeks without asking, or hugged you, or picked you up, or all the things. Well, that also happens when you've been sexually violated. And when you're sexually violated, your body is violated. And that violation is now stored in your body, and it feels unsafe. Touch can be incredibly unsafe, or you are completely completely dissociative from your body anytime any kind of physical touch is happening. Or you are hypersensitive and super ticklish, so that's a defense mechanism to be like, ah, go away, I'm ticklish. There's another way. Or you may only be able to engage, this is where you can only engage in physical touch if you're drunk or stoned because you're numbed out. So consent is an important part of the reclaiming the body and the brain getting recalibrated and being able to reclaim your body. And so I do the, especially when I'm working with sexual trauma, our first body work session is just a matter of basically me touching a part of a body and asking if I can, and the client saying yes, and the client then saying, stop touching me. And then I stop touching them, and then they can ask for touch in that spot. And we do that through the whole body because it needs to be reclaimed. The first thing that needs to be reclaimed is that your ability to say, stop touching me. No, and it to be respected. And then to say, touch me, and that be respected. And we go through the whole entire body so that the whole body gets to say yes and no. Yes and no. They get to choose. It gets to choose. You're not forced to, it wasn't taken from you. Once that happens, then we can move into, okay, what's stored here? What's blocking that sensation? We can move into finding pleasure, making sure that pleasure is safe with somebody that has no ulterior motive. There's different levels of body work from, touch to yoni massage, which is, or genital massage, which is reclaiming orgasms, reclaiming pleasure, reclaiming, asking for what you want, healing whatever's there, letting go of what's no longer, releasing whatever was stored in that part of your body. So it's powerful. And it's quick. It works quite quickly, actually, because the body's like, because fundamentally, the body likes pleasure. The body wants to feel good. The body doesn't like feeling, not feeling. That's why we have so many nerves. We have so many nerve endings because we're supposed to feel stuff, sensations. It's like, yay, this is cold, this is warm, this is cozy, this feels nice, oh, it's soft, oh, it's prickly. And we have all these nerve endings. Our whole body is like filled with just all these nerve endings because we want to feel. We want to feel, we want to have sensations, we want to, that's what the body wants. And wants more pleasure. More pleasure, the better. More pleasure creates all these beautiful biochemicals in our bodies that make us feel even better. It's like our natural highs. Orgasm creates all these beautiful, 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 oxytocin and serotonin and dopamine and all these good biochemicals, natural biochemicals. We don't need any pharmaceutical help, right? But that can't happen. If we don't feel safe in our bodies, and which fundamentally means our bodies don't feel safe because something happened to make them not feel safe. Something as little as or as big as, and it's all valid. All of it's important. At any time that your body did not feel safe and you did not feel safe in your body, it stored that and it deserves to be released so that you can feel safe in your body. You can touch your body, you can touch your own body, you can choose who you want to touch your body and how they touch your body. Because even for a lot of us, if we're not engaged, if we don't have a sexual partner or sexual partners, in our lives, we may not be having a lot of physical touch. And the physical touch that we are having is usually medical physical touch. And again, it's not very consensual. Like it doesn't feel, it's not very consensual. It's like, all right, I got to poke you here, prod you there, do this test. I'm going to grab, I had a mammogram recently. I'm going to grab your boobs, squish it in the thing. Like it's like our bodies, even when we are adults, sometimes we can't just say, hey, don't touch that. I want you to touch that. Please don't touch that. We got to go to, we got to get pap tests if you're a vagina owner, you got to, prostate exams. Like, so there's like things that happen as even as adults where, our bodies were like, oh, it doesn't feel very, A, it doesn't feel very good. And B, I mean, I give you consent because I need to have this happen, but I don't really want you to touch that or do it that way. But because for health purposes and the way that we move and blah, 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 it's, and then there's all sorts of medical trauma that again is stored in the body. That is a traumatic experience, surgeries, illness, being poked and prodded, tests, that again stored. Never mind childbirth, which is can be a beautiful thing, but it's also it can be an extremely traumatic experience that the vagina stores hardcore, which then makes it not pleasurable for you. So it's like, oh God, it doesn't then the vagina then no longer wants to be alive and awake because it was like it went through this horrible experience. If it was a horrible experience, that may need to be released in a vaginal massage, proper vaginal massage, or there's problems. We have, we now have, there's now in Canada anyways, over the last five, I'm gonna say, let's say over the last 8 years or so, we now have pelvic floor physio, which never existed before, which I ended up doing a lot of internal vaginal massage work to help heal the body and to release the stuff. But even then, it's from a clinical standpoint. And so again, as much as that's great, we now know that, oh wait, we need to have somebody that can touch a vagina to see what's going on there. And do some, physio and stretching and, stuff with, menopause and, atrophy and, prolapsed uteruses and, all of the medical side of things. That's great, but it's still, it's clinical, it's medical, it's cold, it's not again, this beautiful, like your vagina is like, okay, I'm going to open and I'm going to be open for business. And I'm gonna be juicy and I'm gonna be happy and I'm gonna have pleasure. It's like again, poking and prodding and again, that in itself can feel very traumatic. So we store a lot of stuff. And without doing proper body work, it's really challenging to really allow your body to fully embrace and awake all the pleasure possibilities and all the pleasure possibilities for yourself and all the pleasure possibilities that you could share with somebody else. And so I highly recommend it. I think everybody should get body work done, even if you haven't been sexually traumatized. Just do a touch up, a tune up. Tune up every couple of years. Be like, what have I stored? That's stopping me. What injuries, what ailments? Because past injuries, ailments, all that stuff also affects our ability to be feel safe in our bodies. If you've had chronic pain, you're dissociative from your body all the time. You're not in your body at all. Why? Because that's the only way that you're not going to stab yourself in the eye, because you're in constant pain. So instead of going crazy, you dissociate from the pain, and which means you dissociate from your body, which means you're not in your body because it's not a nice place to be. So all that trauma, That's all the other stuff, but let's circle back. Let's circle back to the sexual trauma. Saying yes to pleasure is the first part. Saying no, don't touch me, is also important, that consent piece. Then we move to, did your body store that memory? Is your body stored that experience? Is your body holding on to what happened, and how we can release it? And there's all these, depending on the person, there's all these different ways we can release it, energetically, emotionally, visualizing, sound, movement. There's, touch. There's so many different ways to move it out of your body. And for you to say, I am now safe. I am now safe. This happened and that was awful. And we can do all the healing work that we need to do and leave it so that your body no longer carries that trauma with you. That you don't have to, that scar doesn't have to be a scar anymore in your body. And you, again, that's not saying that it's completely gone or that you've forgotten it, or but the emotional charge of it and the physical charge of it doesn't need to be in you anymore. You don't need to hold it anymore. There's all sorts of tools we can use to like get it so that you keep the message and the lessons, whatever that is. So safety experience, whatever it is that you need, whatever part of that that you may need to keep, because sometimes we need to keep certain information, in a way that we store it, but that doesn't need to be in our bodies. And we can file it away in a filing cabinet that doesn't affect how we move in the world every day. Okay. So I can't say that you won't be affected by your trauma, but I am saying that your trauma doesn't have to control you. Your sexual trauma doesn't have to prevent you from pleasure, prevent you from relationships, prevent you from intimacy, prevent you from being able to have a sexual relationship with yourself. It doesn't need to prevent you from having any of those things. You can have a completely full and amazing and epic pleasure-filled life of feeling safe in the world. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some work. There's going to be some tears, but it can happen. And I believe it. I know I'm living proof of it. Not only do I believe it, but I'm living proof of it. And the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people over the years that I have supported to also live the best version of their lives that are filled with love and light and filled with pleasure and joy and connections and intimacy and epic sex in their lives and relationships. It's possible. But we need to hit it at all the different angles, right? We need to hit it cognitively, so our brain. We need to hit it emotionally, and we definitely need to hit it physically in our bodies. And I would say the fourth is energetically, because everything is made of energy, and that energy affects our flow of energy that's moving through our bodies and our ability to engage with the energies that are around us. Okay, I went all woo on you there for a second, but it's true. All right. Oh, good job. Again, reach out. You're like, okay, I'm ready. Reach out. We'll see how I can support you. What's the best combination to help you to find the life, to create the life that you deserve and you want to have? One that's filled with being feeling alive and connection and pleasure, and that pleasure is your right. You have a right to pleasure and pleasure. You have a right to feel safe and with pleasure and joy. You have a right to feel safe with joy. You feel right. You have the right to feel safe in your body. You have that right. So, I got you. Take my hand if you want, or you can, we don't have to touch at all. Till you're ready. Consent. It's all by consent. If you choose it. You can reach out to me at the best thing going on right now. I'm in the middle of like buying houses and a whole bunch of moving and a bunch of crazy shit going on right now. So the best way right now to get a hold of me, yeah, you can go to my, GaiaMorissette.com and go into the healing section, healing sexual, healing trauma website. I would recommend you stay there until we get more healing and I can support you. Then you can explore some of the other, evolution, evolving your sexual evolution. You can start exploring further down the way, but let's start off in the safe bubble, which is why I created the safe bubble in the first place. So please go to the safe bubble, and check out all the things. But if you just are like, I feel like I'm ready and I've done my research and I feel safe with me, me being me. Then you can just send me an email, gaia@succulentliving.com. Okay. And we can have a chat and figure out how I can start to support you. All right. Go, team, go. All right. Bye. I blow you kisses that you can choose to dodge or catch. Bye.